At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. In about a half hour, the Dallas City Council is expected to get its first update on the hacked emergency sirens that kept thousands of people awake last weekend. The malfunction spurred thousands of calls to an already overwhelmed 911 system. For security reasons, the city hasn't disclosed how the system was hacked, but officials believe those responsible were in the Dallas area at the time. The Dallas Police Department, the FBI, and other agencies are investigating. Experts determine the issue involved a radio system and was not computer-related. Encryption protections have since been added. The council's also expected to get updates on vulnerabilities to other city systems. A program at Baylor Scott and White Health helps terminally ill parents talk to their young children about disease, treatment, and death. It's part of our ongoing Breakthroughs project. Stephanie Kuo spoke to a mother in Dallas who turned to Baylor specialists for help, telling her son she had breast cancer.
Carolyn Brown and her son Jack have an important ritual.
He's kind of a mother's boy. Wherever we would go, whether I'd take him to preschool or swim lessons, we'd do a pinky promise that, does mommy always come back? It's the thing we do that makes him feel safe.
But after she was diagnosed in July with stage 3 triple negative breast cancer, which is extremely aggressive, she knew this would take more than a pinky promise.
If he asked me if everything was going to be okay, I actually couldn't promise him that because I kept thinking, what do I say if he asks, mommy, are you going to die?
That's when Brown and her husband, Steve, turned to Baylor's child life specialists, people specially trained to help children understand and cope with a loved one's illness. They helped the Browns realize that tiptoeing around the cancer wasn't going to work for Jack.
Jack is very thoughtful and takes everything in, and I was very afraid that there would be some long-term effect or problem. You know, would he suffer from anxiety or in school? And I just thought, this is a big blow to a little 5-year-old kid. Hi, sweetie.
Today, Jack is 6. He bounds around the house like 6-year-old boys do.
Do you want to go get your mommy doll?
The mommy doll is an exercise from the Child Life program, something to help him visualize his mom in the hospital.
She had these little drains stuck into her body, so whenever she digested food, it wouldn't go where the cancer was. It would go into that tube and go out into the drain.
He's not quite ready for medical school, but he's on a roll.
And then one of the things, which is not really appropriate, she had a bag under her bed, and it was for when she didn't have to get up and go to the bathroom. She just went P-E-E. In her pants.
Was that, remember what it's called? The catheter?
He may only be 6. There's no doubt Jack has a distinct ability to talk about cancer. And that's thanks to Cinda McDonald, his child life specialist. McDonald works with kids from 3 to 18 years old. Her team has developed techniques to help kids of all ages cope with difficult news, hospital visits, and dramatic life changes through play, books, arts and crafts. That mommy doll helped Jack prepare himself for his mom's physical changes. So did what they called a head shaving party.
You're doing a very nice job, Jack Brown.
That includes the kids in this process. So they get to see the actual process and progress of cancer into chemotherapy and radiation surgery as we go along.
Daddy. What?
Don't just, you know, hide and let your hair fall out in the bathroom one morning.
McDonald, who has a background in psychology and early childhood education, also helps parents tap into their kids' minds. For young ones like Jack, there are several misconceptions they need to break. Like how you can't catch cancer.
I've had kids that have been really hesitant to be up near their parent, haven't wanted to touch them in the bed, haven't wanted to kiss them, hug them, or, you know, be anywhere near them because they thought they were going to catch it.
Another big one, kids thinking they caused the cancer. Finally, specialists help parents tackle routine changes. Who's going to make my breakfast, take me to school, read to me before bed?
It really comes down to them wanting to know that somebody's going to be there to take care of them no matter what.
These are things the Browns had never even thought of. And for years, that was also the case for Dr. Robert Fine. He pioneered Baylor's Child Life Specialist program. These kinds of programs began in pediatric hospitals, helping sick kids cope with their own illnesses. One moment a decade ago made Fine realize he had to flip the script. He had a patient, a young father dying of pancreatic cancer, who had two young sons.
And I told them with tears in their eyes that their daddy was dying. And I don't think I was very good, and I had no training at it. And at that point, I resolved, we need to do something different.
There are child life specialists at Baylor hospitals in downtown Dallas, Plano, and Fort Worth. They see 125 families a month in Dallas alone. And the program is run entirely off donations. Insurance doesn't cover it. Fine says this emotional support is critical.
Many patients and families have things that are important to them, goals they want to reach besides living longer. Large numbers of us can recognize other things that are important that we may hope for.
For Carolyn Brown, that was knowing that her son Jack would feel safe and loved, even if she couldn't be there for him anymore. Today, though, doctors say Brown is cancer-free, and now Jack is trying to understand that, too.
We were sitting and talking about something, and he said, well, Mommy, you're a survivor. And I said, do you know what that means? Yeah, it means you could have died from cancer, and you didn't, and so you're a survivor.
Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
In the forecast today, mostly cloudy skies through tomorrow. High today near 77. It's 66 in Dallas, 63 in Fort Worth.